Good morning. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Every day is a new opportunity to seek His mercies, to seek His face. Every day is a new opportunity to hear His voice and to obey Him. And in so doing, there is peace. There is joy. No matter what it looks like in the natural, no matter the circumstances, just trusting in Him, there is peace and there is joy. And when we feel like we've fallen short, because of course we all do, coming to Him and humbling ourselves and confessing our need for His perfect example, His perfect forgiveness, there is a reassurance in knowing that in focusing all of our insufficiencies in His ability to meet us there in every place where we feel barren, He is able to fill us and calibrate us to His heart. And He wants that dependency. He wants us to end all forms of self-sufficiency. There is no peace in self of anything. When He becomes the vine and we want to abide, when we find that place of abiding, that is the key. That is the key into truly knowing what this Christian walk is all about. And the Lord is faithful. He's faithful when we are faithless. At all times, He's able. He's always able to be our ever-present help in time of need. I don't know about you, but I need Him every hour. Like the song says, I need you every hour. I need you, oh, I need you every hour. I need you. Thank you, Lord. I just want to give Him thanks and praise for who He is and what He means to me. I pray, Lord God, that You will become so much more real in the hearts of men and women, children who are seeking You, who are seeking You in churches, seeking You in others, seeking You in this, that, or the other, in serving You, even in ministering, and find You in that place of rest. Find You in that place of rest. You are the all-sufficient God, always able, to give us what we need. The wellspring of life. You are, Lord. You are the wellspring of life. You are the wellspring of life. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord, for being the wellspring of life to us. Filling up every place that needs to be watered, every place that is dry and weary. Our souls are restless till they find their rest in You. Thank You, Lord, for all who seek You with a sincere heart, all who seek You earnestly will find You. You are the good shepherd. You are the good shepherd. Let Your people hear Your still, small voice above the din, and let them quiet themselves to hear it above everything else, within their bosom, within their soul. The still small voice of God. Thank You, Lord. Reach those who are hurting. Reach those who've given up hope. Reach those who cry out day and night. Reach those who feel as though no one even cares for them. You care for them. Your eyes go to and fro the earth, seeking who can I show myself strong? Who? Show yourself strong to those who seek you, Lord. Even in their weaknesses, even when they don't have it all together, you still love them. You still love them. You are the good shepherd. You are the good father. You are the good father, the good father, the creator of all things good. All things good you have made, Lord. All things good you have made them. You have made them all. And even man you have made in your image, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your good. In this world today where so much is darkness. There is darkness. There is confusion. There is a sense of wandering and purposelessness, hopelessness. Oh, it gets worse and worse. And without you, it's impossible to function. So much anxiety, so much angst, so much depression, suicide. Oh, God. Look at your creation, Lord. Look and see what has become of man, Lord. What has become of it? What has become of man? What has become of man, Lord? What has become of him? God. Oh, Lord. I just cry out to you to reach hearts. Reach hearts. Touch souls deep within that are thirsty, that are perishing, that are languishing, languishing hearts, God. Reach deep within to those. They need a word. They need a word from you, Lord. They seek your word. Sometimes when they read the word, it seems dry. And I just counsel you to cry out before you read your Bible. To say, Lord, what should I read? Breathe your breath of life. That when I open this book, it's not just a book to me. It's not just letters on a page, but it's you speaking that the words jump off the page to me today, Lord, no matter what small portion I might look on and read and meditate upon today, I'd rather have one paragraph in my heart or one sentence than read five chapters and it be dead to me. Breathe your breath of life. Breathe your breath of life upon your word to your people who seek you early. And those who seek you at night, too, because not everybody gets up early in the morning to seek you. But you bring your word like the dew on the ground. You bring your word like the dew on the ground. It's fresh. It's fresh in the morning early. It's fresh in the morning. And your mercies are new every morning, Lord. They're always new every morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that your mercies are always new every morning. And all those souls that need you, look for you. Those that have lost their way. Those that have almost given up. Those that feel like their faith is shipwrecked. Those that have become jaded. Wounded. From churchianity. Let them find you, Lord. Let them find you. And Psalms 91 says, The one who lives under the protection of the Most High dwells in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say concerning the Lord, who is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. He himself will rescue you from the bird trap, from the destructive plague. He will cover you with his feathers. You will take refuge under his wings. His faithfulness will be a protective shield. You will not fear the terror of the night, the arrow that flies by day, the plague that stalks in darkness, or the pestilence that ravages at noon. Though 1,000 fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, the pestilence will not reach you. You will only see it with your eyes and witness the punishment of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord my refuge, the Most High, your dwelling place, no harm will come to you. No plague will come near your tent. For he will give his angels orders concerning you to protect you in all your ways. They will support you with their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample the lion and the serpent because he has his heart set on me, I will deliver him. I will protect him because he knows my name. When he calls out to me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and give him honor. I will satisfy him with a long life and show him my salvation. Thank you, Lord, for your word. May it strengthen. May it strengthen. May it impart much strength to others, Lord. I thank you for your word today, Lord. I thank you for your peace, your joy. I thank you for your power to deliver. I thank you for your power to deliver to the uttermost. Thank you for your strength, Lord, for your goodness, your kindness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amazing, Lord. Amazing grace. Amazing, Lord. Amazing grace. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. Was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Twas grace that brought my soul thus far. and grace will lead me home. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun. We've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first began.